الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله وقال تعالى وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى has created us for one purpose and that is to recognize Allah Ta'ala. In the ayat al-Karima where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created jinn and man but for one purpose that they make my ibadah, that they worship me. The tafsir of يَعْبُدُونَ is يَعْرِفُونَ that I have not created jinn and man but that they must recognize me. That is the purpose and the reason why Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has created us. So that we recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Waliyaz, pehle kuch suna de. Phir bayan chalu rakhi. Aye. Aap the pehle se?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم میرے مرشد پاک حضرت شاہ مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامن برکاتہ کلام میں سے کچھ سب پیش خدمت ہے اس کا موضوع ہے اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا اور دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم، دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم، دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم، خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا، خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا، یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے، یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے، یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے، جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا، جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا، میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے، میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے، میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے، اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا، اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، حامل کیپ جاودانی کا، حامل کیپ جاودانی کا، خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم، خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم، خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم، ہے سلا ان کی مہربانی کا، ہے سلا ان کی مہربانی کا، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، مستی خمر آسمانی کا، مستی خمر آسمانی کا، اور سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانانی کا، کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا۔
جان سا بھی مانا نہیں رہا، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا۔ I was saying that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created us for His recognition. And to find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there was only one way, and that is through the man of Allah ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, whom Allah ta'ala had chosen, whom Allah had blessed with His ma'rifat, and they taught this ma'rifat to mankind. Man on his own could not recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the greatest of these men is Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to live in detail, has taught us not only how to recognize Allah ta'ala, but but has taught us the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And this is what was called in the time of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as martaba ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in such a way as though you are seeing Allah ta'ala. This as though is not that you are not seeing, you are seeing, but you are seeing the tajalliyat, the sifat of Allah ta'ala. In front of you all the time when you make Allah's ibadat must be the great qudrat of Allah which is manifest in the whole world. The great azmat and honor of Allah ta'ala. Allah's forgiveness. A person just thinks for himself that what sins have I committed, but Allah not only has He covered up my faults, He has still given me permission to come in His presence, in the masjid, in the i'tikaf, in namaz. So all these sifat of Allah, they are not as though a person is seeing them. It's only he is not seeing Allah Himself, but he's seeing all the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. So, and on the day of Qiyamah, that as though will be removed and a person will see Allah Ta'ala directly in the Akhirah. And if you cannot reach that, then at least know that Allah is watching me. So this Martaba Ihsani, which is today called Tasawwuf, is not something new. It is from the time of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is one of the three Maqasid, objects for which Allah has said Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mal iman, mal islam, mal iman, mal ihsan. By that, Allah ta'ala showed that ihsan is one of the duties and functions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is made more manifest in the ayats of the Quran, where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah ta'ala, that, oh Allah, send such a Rasul to them, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Ta'aleem of the kitab, which is the madrasa, the primary madrasas, maktab. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, that is the Darul Ulum. يُزَكِّيهِمْ, tazkiyah is the work of the khanqa, which is known as tasawwuf, as ihsan. So this was the function and duty of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to reach this, Allah has made one great and major way, ittiba'i Rasul, to follow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a person will acquire martaba'i ihsani. A person will start seeing Allah Ta'ala, that is the sifat, the attributes, the qualities, the tajalliyat of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person will see that in this dunya, that is the person who will see Allah Ta'ala in the Akhirah. To the extent that a person has recognized Allah, to that extent will he see and recognize Allah Ta'ala there. If we have heard of some great buzurg, one person heard that he's a very great alim, when now he hasn't seen the buzurg. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. You have seen him by his qualities, you have seen his work, his kitab, he has written tafsir, whatever. You know he's a mufassir also. You have seen some hadith works of his. You know he's a muhaddis also. You have seen some work on tasawwuf. Now you know he's a great wali also. You haven't seen him still, but you have seen him. You haven't seen him, but you have seen him. Now the day you will meet him, now immediately from what you knew of him, now you say, oh, this is that man. He's a great alim. He's a great muhaddis. He's a great Mufassir, he's a great wali also, Allah Ta'ala. Had you only know him as a wali, you'd only see him as a wali. You didn't know him as the others. So when you see him actually in a body, the person will be one. But now you only know him as a wali. You only know him as a muhad. To the extent that you knew him before, to that extent you're going to see him. So how much we know Allah Ta'ala, to that extent we're going to see Allah Ta'ala. Jannat will become enjoyable, recognize Allah here. Then see what will be the fun in Jannat. Jannat with all its namat sir ankhon pe. But the namat of seeing Allah Ta'ala, and to the extent that we have found Allah, yeah, then those people will know what Jannat is. Otherwise, everyone will see Allah Ta'ala, but some will just know, well, it's Allah. And others, to the extent that you have recognized Allah Ta'ala, to that extent you will enjoy Allah Ta'ala. Any person, if somebody doesn't know, they are very great alim comes. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. What a great alim. But he lived such a simple life, you would never ever know that he is a man of any status whatsoever. And an alim of the heights of tall, tall mountains he was, what knowledge Allah had given him. One person studying the works of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali wanted to come and meet Hazrat, such a great alim. He was coming from Lucknow. He wrote a letter, he informed Hazrat, I want to come and meet you, and I'm coming by on a certain day, certain train, I will be arriving at the Deoband station. He arrived accordingly. Maulana went to receive him personally. And when he came, now Lucknow person, the topi is at a perfect angle. The achkan, the last button is properly fastened. Not one button is left out properly. When he came, so Maulana was there personally, but where would he recognize Maulana? So he said, I came in meet Maulana. He said, yes, I've come to fetch you. So then Maulana picked up his bedding, put it on his head, and they are going now. And he doesn't know, it's Maulana. He thought Maulana sent him some khadim, some worker. When they came there, Maulana made him comfortable and brought food for him, etc. Now he's eager to meet how he had recognized Maulana from his words. He's eager to meet. He said, I want to meet Maulana. He says, don't worry, you'll meet him. And then he brought the food and he's giving him food. Now after food, some tea. He says, I'm not interested in this. He says, don't worry, you will meet Maulana. After that, he told him, rest a bit. So he says, but I want to meet, the eagerness of meeting Maulana. So he told him, no, you rest a bit, Maulana will come. After he rested and everything, then he came, he said, where's Maulana? He said, I am Maulana. Now you can imagine what happened to that person at that stage. And on the one side, pani pani ho gaya, it's finished. On the other side, how much more hasn't he appreciated that this man who is so high, but yet is so low, down to earth, right down on the ground. Allahu Akbar. One time, one person, a police, ordinary constable, Bobby on the beat, on the road, he had some problem and he beat it up Maulana. And Maulana took the beating and then he took him to the police station to go and lock him up in the jail there, in the cell. And the police station master was Maulana's murid. So when this, he doesn't know. So he brought Maulana there, and when the station master saw this, he took off with the police. Maulana told him, you don't tell him one word. In his sense, he was doing right, and he was doing his duty. And then, now how that person, and he was an ashik of, not only just a murid, ashik of Maulana. And then what he wanted to do, Maulana told him, you make him maaf, not only maaf, you increase his position, you increase his salary also. Now what happens to this person, when this man here, who it is, and I was treating him like this? So when a person doesn't recognize somebody, he doesn't know the value. When he recognizes, then Allah Ta'ala, if we don't recognize Allah Ta'ala, our namaz is peaky, our rozas are peaky. We don't know for who, when you recognize Allah. And Allah has created us for that recognition. And any person who do, we all know, do first things first. First thing is to recognize Allah. And then make your namaz, then perform your namaz. Doesn't mean don't make namazes now, no more. Till we don't recognize Allah, no more namazes. No. But the first, give preference to this. Allahu Akbar. One person in Haram Sharif of Makkah came to Hazrat Maha Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuh and told Hazrat, after Asr is my time to make dawah. According to my nizam, I've made to spend my time correctly, not just haphazardly. I pass my day, I've got a program. And after Asr, I've made my time to make dawah. And after Asr is the time for my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's majlis also. Now I'm in a dilemma. Must I attend the majlis? It's my sheikh's and it's majlis. And this side is tawaf. You can't make tawaf anywhere in the world. There's the only place you can make tawaf. And normally a person once a year in life gets an opportunity to come to Haram Sharif. So what must I do? Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful answer Maulana gave. He says, your eyes, you can't see with your eyes. Must you first make tilawat of Quran Sharif or must you first go to the optician? You want to make tilawat, but your eyes are not right. So we have to go to the optician first, get your eyes fixed up, then you'll be able to make tilawat. And you want to make tilawat without your eyes being right, you'll read ya'alamun, ta'alamun. You'll read it opposite. Instead of the two dots on top, you'll see them at the bottom. Instead of one dot, you're going to see two dots. Instead of two dots, you'll see one dot. Everything will be wrong. So, first see to your eyes. You want to make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, but first open your eyes. Go to the doctor, then you know who's Kaaba Sharif this is. One murid wanted to go for Hajj, Nafil Hajj. The Shaykh told him that before, do you know the owner of the house, the Kaaba Sharif? He said, no, I don't know him. Say, stay by me for 1 year. When you stay by me for 1 year, then I will teach you who's the owner. Then you go. You go to somebody's house, you don't know the honor, the position of that person. And you go to his house, very possibly you'll do bi'adabi there. Because you don't know. You'll speak to the person and you speak without respect. Because you don't know who it is. First learn and come to know who the owner of the house is. Then go to the house. So Allah Ta'ala has created us to recognize Him. And Allah has made, no matter what our whole life, we make sajda of shukr that Allah gave us Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as our ustad. Where can we get a better ustad? What a shafiq, what a kind, mihirban ustad Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who taught us not only the ma'rifat of Allah, but also how to get the ma'rifat of Allah. And today we are not in the time of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala, out of His great kindness, and no matter what shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala, it's not enough that our buzurgs, the whole chain that leads from us to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, each buzurg's condition is such that a person is just completely taken aback what their conditions are. If the people of the world have to come and know this, they'll forget everything else in the world. We'll forget everyone else in the world once we come and know these great buzurgs, what qualities they had. For example, just one or two instances. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was still a student in Darul Ulum Deoband, a young person, a student still. His ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mia Azhar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, a very great buzurg also. Once Mufti, they were eating mangoes together. So after eating, the ustad and the student, after eating, Mufti Sahib said, I'm going to throw away the peels. So the ustad asked, do you know how to throw away the peels? He said, is there a method also of knowing of how to throw away peels? We know, you just take it and throw it away. Hazrat said, yes, there is a method also. Then Hazrat went with him and took a few peels. Those were not the days of dustbins and that. They put it along the roadside, and when the municipal cleaners come, they just pick it up along and they go away, take it away, they clean it out. So Hazrat didn't put all in one place. He put a little here, took a few steps, put a little there, put a few steps, and he put a little there. Then he told him that there are many, many poor people who cannot afford one mango also. And if they see a heap of peels in one place, they will say that these people have eaten so much, we couldn't even have one mango. So by putting it separately, the heart won't pain. That's the only one that many people must eat. Some eat, they want two mangoes here, another two, three there, in this way. So the heart doesn't pain. So much consideration for the feelings of the people. Such were the buzurgs. Hazrat Maulana Mia Azhar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, after Isha, should read his ma'amulats, wazifas, quite long it should take, then he should go home. On his way home, there was one fahisha, one woman who used to sell herself. Her house was also on the way. So when Hazrat used to come, this woman had become old. She wasn't getting customers anymore. When Hazrat used to come near her house, he used to take out his shoes, walk past barefoot, and then wear the shoes again on the other side and carry on. And for what reason? That she would think that he has a customer of mine coming. I'll get money. She had a need. And when the two footsteps go away, again her heart will be soft. Those people who don't hurt the feeling of such people also. If these are not farishtas, if they are not somebody else, another makhluk, then who are they? Such are our people. Ha'ulai abai faji'ni bi mithli. These are my forefathers, spiritual forefathers. bring somebody like that. If we knew our history, we knew who we are and whose children we are, we won't be taken aback by anything of this world. If we know Allah Ta'ala and the working of Allah Ta'ala, no technology can amaze us. It will be all just toys also, toys that don't even function properly when we know the technology of Allah Ta'ala. Any mathematician who studies Allah, the Qudrat of nature, he says that the maker must have been a great mathematician. A scientist who studies, looks through his glasses, and he says it must have been a great scientist. A person who studies astronomy and sees the functioning, he says the work of this, who made this whole system, he must have been, what an astronomer, that he could set everything so perfectly. A person who studies anatomy and biology, a person who studies plants and insects, he will think he was a master of that field. And for us as believers, we know Allah is a complete master of every field. What an Allah have we got. If one person is just good in one field, we will praise him so much. Hey, if some children get together and then they say, my father is a hafiz. And what a hafiz. When he starts reading, where he starts and when he finishes, you don't know. Hey, he just moves one way. When he's an alim, oh, what masalas he will speak. Muhaddis, hadith after hadith. His hafiz a hadith. When he's a mufti, he's this, he's that. What isn't my father? How much can your father be? What isn't our Allah? Eh? And Allahu Akbar, he's my, he's not only our Allah, he's my Allah. Personally, everyone can say, Rabbi, my Allah. You have got the full right and authority. Allah gives you to you yourself. Allah gives himself to you. So great is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has created us to recognize him. And one great and major means of recognition of Allah Ta'ala is through ittiba'i sunnah. By following the tariqah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will a person come to recognize Allah Ta'ala. We should try our utmost to bring the sunnah of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. And one major aspect of sunnah are the du'as of the relevant occasions. A person must, for ourselves, and in fact we don't have to teach the children. When a person is reading every morning when he gets up, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma abatana, the children will know the dua before you come to your conscience. Their brains are very, very receptive. And they keep things also very much the child's brain. When you're going to sleep and you do the adab of sleeping, the child, if you slip up, he'll remind you. Today you didn't do this, today you didn't do that. So good are their brains. We just have to practice a little bit and we can produce Junaid-e-Baghdadi in our homes. Allah has given us those factories that Ghazalis can be produced in our homes. Gangohis and Nanotwis in our homes, they can be produced if we start practicing. And when the child is brought up in that way, instead of all the evil and filth and dirt of the Western people, the videos and the magazines and newspapers, and then schools that we send them. And from the age of 4 and the age of 3, we start polluting their minds. We fill it up with dirt and filth. Then where is this clean, good clean things going to come? In your glass, you want to put municipal water, which we say is also so much polluted. But even that municipal water, you make sure your glass is clean. If you want to put zamzam, how much mustn't you clean the glass? If you want Allah to come in the heart, our hearts, the hearts of our children, how pure and clean mustn't those hearts be? Then Allah will come into that heart. So by following the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayhi's father, Maulana Ismail sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when he passed away, and his janaza was being carried, a great buzzard, lot of people. And when it's a very big janaza, lot of people, the janaza gets jostled quite a bit, doesn't move easily. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, those who are present, they explain how the janaza, it doesn't move easily because of the amount of people. So one great buzzard who was also in the group, all the people who came to for janaza, he got kashf. And in his kashf, Maulana Ismail Sahib, marhum, who had passed away, rahmatullahi, was telling him, please tell the people to take my janaza quickly. Because Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for me to welcome me. And I feel very bad that Allah's Rasul has to wait for me. So tell them to take me quickly. And the Buzurgs felt what came in their heart, why Allah had given him this great honor that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and welcomed him, was because he used to read the du'as of all the relevant occasions. If all the other things come in our life, just one thing, the du'as of the relevant occasions. These du'as of the relevant occasions are so effective to recognize Allah, to have ta'alluq with Allah, because all the time you're going to be doing something. So when you are sitting, you're standing up, Allahu Akbar. You are standing, sitting down, Subhanallah. All the time you're going to toilet, coming out, you're getting up, you're eating, after eating, during eating. All the time you'll be in touch with Allah Ta'ala. So recognition of Allah Ta'ala will be granted, and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala by following the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And ittiba'i sunnah has got such great value. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum has put it in such beautiful poetic form. Hazrat says, Naqsh qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh qadam Nabi ke, the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hai jannat ke raaste, is the road to jannat. If anyone wants to go to jannat and he asks you the road, today even Muslims don't ask the road to jannat. We'll ask of everything else. Can I get here? How can I get this work done? How can I get this license? How can I get that import permit? Everything else we'll ask. But the road to Jannah, today hardly anyone asks. If anyone asks you, one answer amongst the many is, Naqsh Qadam Nabi Ke. Follow in the footsteps of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and you will come out in Jannah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of Khilafat, he left what a simple life. He was the man who controlled the existing world at that time. 2.25 million square miles lying under the feet of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Madinatul Munawwara, and the Roman Emperor in Rome is trembling and shivering because of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So much Allah ta'ala had given him. And now many ambassadors and envoys were coming to Madina Sharif from around the world. It was the great center of the world. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, some of them felt that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum must change his dressing a bit, a more dressing that befits the occasion. That he must change his food. People are eating at his dastarkhan now, and he eats so simple food, which is difficult even for that time. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to eat such food, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was eating. For his governors, he made a law that you will never eat two tarkaris. Two dishes together. And what he meant by two, ghee is a separate tarkari. And other food is separate. Don't mix the two. Today we not only ghee, we don't know how many things we got in one tarkari. When I'm talking of two, I don't mean two separate dishes that we have today. Ghee is a separate tarkari on its own. Oil is a separate tarkari on its own. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'am al-idam al-khil. Very good tarkari is vinegar. That you just have vinegar, you take your roti and you eat it. The Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very good tarkari. So where will we think of vinegar is a tarkari? And you just say, take your roti and you break a few pieces and you're eating your vinegar. It's impossible. The vinegar is one part in our others. We have to add it to this, and we have to add it to that, and we have to add it. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's life was of such simplicity. Nobody had the guts to come and say. So they had to tie the bell around the mouse's throat, neck. But who will put it on? Who's going to speak to Sayyidina Umar? Finally, they spoke to his daughter, who is the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala. She spoke, and then she asked her father, if you will change your dressing, if you will change your food. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Hafsa, you stayed in the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me what was his food like. Tell me what was his bathing like. How did he live? And you today, tell me who are these people. I will go and whip those people. Hey? And they were senior Sahaba. Huzur Umar radiallahu ta'ala maintained, he said, this is the important part, that my master and my friend, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted to reach a destination. He lived a life in such a way that he got to his destination. My friend Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to reach his destination, which was to be what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lived his life in that way and he reached there. I also want to reach there. Don't change my direction in my life. If you'll change my direction, how am I going to reach? I also want to reach that same place. So this was the jazba. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Baytul Muqaddas is becoming fatah, conquered. And the history of it is beautiful, interesting, and great, great, great lessons for us to learn. But in short, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, when he reached there, one or two things we have to say as we go along. He arranged with his slave that they were going with, that I will ride the camel for a certain distance, and you will lead the camel. After that, you will ride the camel. And Khalifatul Muslimin, who is going to go as a conqueror, he will lead the camel. And they go in this way. When they are entering Baytul Muqaddas, it is the time for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be leading the camel and the slave to be sitting on top of the camel. Allahu Akbar. What shan. What were these people? What they were farishtas. Far superior than farishtas also. And on the way of all this traveling, the clothes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, hair just hobbled, etc. Some people said, change your clothes. And you sit on top of the camel. And you change the camel, in fact, you come with a better conveyance. We have got other animals which are more better, horses. The Arabian horse, you ride that. Come as a conqueror, as a fatih. Allahu Akbar. What was the answer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? A'azzana Allahu bil Islam. Allah gave us izzat, not with clothes. Allah gave us izzat, not with our motor cars and our conveyances. Allah gave us izzat, not in the type of houses that we live in. A person lives in a double-story mansion, 20 bedrooms, whatever, and he feels his izzat is by the house. If the izzat is by the house, in that house there is a mouse also. So if the house is giving izzat, then that mouse also must be having izzat. Then as you greet this man, that is a very big man, he lives in that house, you must greet that mouse also, that he is also a very big man. One man, when he used to go out in the streets, people used to make salam to him. And with great niyazmandi, with great humbleness, they used to come and greet. He should say, I'll give you his salam. So the people ask, we're making you salam. Why you say you're going to give him? I'll give you his salam. He says, when I was a poor man, nobody made me salam. Now my money I got, now you people all making my salam. So you're not making me salam, you're making salam to my money. So I'll give the money your salam. You're not making me salam. Anyway, our izzat is not in any of these things. Our izzat is not in our education. Our izzat is not in our position, in our wealth or anything. Azzanallahu bil Islam. Wallah, our izzat is in Islam. If we can realize that and we bring Islam into our life, we are in Islam, alhamdulillah. The necessity today is to bring Islam into our life. There are so many Muslims that not one sign of Islam on the person. But he is in Islam, alhamdulillah. It is necessary that Islam must come into our lives. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum, one very beautiful poem, Hazrat says, with regard to the beard, that if a person hasn't got a beard, how can we recognize him as a Muslim? Hazrat accepts and admits he is a Muslim. Iman is in his heart. He is. But how can we recognize him? We can recognize him when he dresses like a Muslim. So a person is a Muslim when you've got the qualities of Islam. You appear to be a Muslim. How can you recognize if India and Pakistan are at war, the two countries, and a Pakistani soldier, if he puts on Indian army clothes, how are you going to recognize him as our soldier? How will you recognize a Muslim when he hasn't got the identity of a Muslim? We require our identity. So ittiba'i sunnat is that identity by which we will be recognized. Yea, in this dunya also we have to be recognized as Muslims. In the qabr also we will be asked, مَا رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. Had we followed the sunnah, then we will be able to recognize Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That he, now there will be the correspondence. You had sunnahs and you see sunnahs in Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you'll know this is my Nabi. But if you did not have sunnahs, how are you going to recognize? Then it appears to be somebody else. And you'll say, ha ha, la adri. I don't know who is this. And at Hawza Kawsar, at Pul Sirat, at the Mizan, the scale, there it will be necessary for Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam to recognize us. In the qabr, we will have to recognize Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the basis and criteria of that recognition will be ittiba'i sunnah. And on the day of Qiyamah, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam will have to recognize us, and the basis of that recognition will also be ittiba'i sunnah. Those that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not be able to recognize, it comes in the hadith sharif, so such severe words, that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Huzur first sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, these are my ummatis, let them come. The sahaba will say, you don't know how they had changed after you. Then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will say, suhkan, suhkan, get away from here, chasing those people away. May Allah save every Muslim from that condition, that rahmatul lil alameen, and whose rahmat will be so great on the day of Qiyamah, and in that state of mercy, that he has to say, Zohkan, how unfortunate one those, may Allah save us. And may Allah save us in this month of Ramadan, from the bad-duas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made bad-dua for three people, and in one narration, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam commanded him to make bad-dua for those people. Those when they hear the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they don't read durood. Those who find their parents in old age and don't get to Jannah by serving them and taking their du'as. And those who find the month of Ramadan and don't get the maghfirat done. Allah's maghfirat is so abundant in this month, and yet a person didn't take it. May Allah protect us from all the badduas of, or the lanat of Allah, the badduas of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and of the righteous and the pious people. So ittiba'i sunnah, so naqsh qadam nabi ke hai, Jannat ke raaste. To reach Jannat, follow the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah se milate hai, sunnat ke raaste. And a person wants to be joined to Allah, it is through the sunnat. Follow the sunnat and you will be joined to Allah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And once a person is joined to Allah, what more does that person want? A person, they among the awliya, Sufis, there is a discussion, what is a higher position? Is it making shukr on the ni'mats of Allah when we get? That's a very high position to make shukr. Today we don't even make shukr. And when there are problems and difficulties, to make sabr, is that a higher position? Is the maqam of sabr higher or is the maqam of shukr higher? The answer finally after everything is the maqam of sabr is higher. Why? On shukr Allah Ta'ala says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give you more. It's a great thing that you get more from Allah Ta'ala. And when it's more, it's not dunya's things what we think. More of Allah's ma'rifat, more of closeness to Allah, more of reality of iman and yaqeen. Dunya's ni'mat also, by the way. And sabr, on that Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Ma'iyat of Allah. Allah is with you on sabr. So sabr is much more greater. One is, the general is fighting on the battlefield, and the king is telling, I'll send more armies for you, more soldiers. Alhamdulillah, it's going to help him. And one is the king say, I'm coming, I'll be with you. Now what more do you want when you got the power of the king with you? Allah says, I'll give you more. Very good. But one is Allah says, I'm with you. What more does a person want? And on sunnat, ittiba'i sunnat, Allah say, milate hai, sunnat ke raaste. A person is joined. A person has got Allah when he follows the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, beautiful form. Wo shahido jaha. That king of the two worlds, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wo shahido jaha. Jis dil mein aaye, in whose heart Allah Ta'ala comes. Maze dono jaha se barke paaye. He gets enjoyment more than the enjoyment of the two worlds put together. Enjoyment of dunya, mashallah. Everyone, somebody likes his fishing, somebody likes his sport, somebody likes his food, somebody likes his sleep, somebody says, my great weakness is woman, I love woman too much, whatever your thing a person might love, and the ni'mat of Jannat, Allahu Akbar, what won't those ni'mat be? More than all that also, ni'mat of Jannat, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali, it's so much left for tilawat of Quran Sharif, and he used to enjoy it so much, he used to make dua, oh Allah, if you permit anyone to read Quran Sharif in Jannat, because there is no ibadat in Jannat, there is only enjoyment. Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Dunya mehnat ki jaga, yeah, you have to work here. Yeah. Qabar sone ki jaga, sleeping places in the qabar, Jannat maze urane ki jaga. Jannat is a place where you're going to enjoy. There is no ibadat in Jannat. But he enjoyed tilawat of Quran so much that he wanted to make tilawat in Jannat if Allah will grant it to anyone. And then he used to say, when I'll make tilawat, and when the Hurul'een will enjoy the Quran Sharif tilawat, and she come and sits in my lap, then I'll say, Bibi, Quran sunnah ho to baitho. If you want to listen to Quran Sharif, satya, warna bhago. Otherwise you run away. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, Allah's ni'mat of Hur, we will accept Allah's ni'mat. We won't decline when she comes to us. How can Allah's ni'mat? One person, the two friends were going, traveling. So the time came, they had to prepare meals. So the one said to the other one, while I prepare the fire and that, you go and buy the goods from the town. What we want to cook, whatever. So he said, I'm so tired, please, I can't do it. So he said, all right. So he went and buy. He started lighting the fire. He said, while I'm lighting the fire, peel the potatoes, the onions, and I'm so tired, I can't do it. Everything he said, I'm there, so tired. He said, all right, put the dasturkhan. He said, I'm so tired. When the dasturkhan was put and the food brought, he said, now come and eat. He said, how much I'm we refuse namaz in dunya. We refuse rozas in dunya. We refuse to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah will say, yes, the whole. Now how are we going to refuse? After all, now at least we have to obey Allah's command. And we say, yes, Allah, now I accept your ni'mat. That is our nature. Allah make us maaf. Anyway, so even that ni'mat of Jannat, no matter how great they will be, all those ni'mat, the ni'mat of dunya, wallah, when Jannat, Allah comes in the heart in this dunya, ma'rifat of Allah, ta'alluq ma'Allah, then see, maze dono jaha se barke pa. That person is a king all the time. Where Allah is with him. What more does he want? Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, that ta'ashaho ki siro mein, the head in the heads of the kings, ta'aje ghara se, because of the heavy weight of the crown. Either the crown is so heavy on the heads, and many kings, they don't wear the crown. It is suspended just above the head. Because the weight is too heavy. They will sink themselves down. The weight is so heavy. All the gold and everything. It's suspended from on top, just above the head. So the weight is so heavy, or the responsibilities are so much. So today, this problem in a country. Today, that problem, they don't get sleep. Aksar dard sa rehta hai. They got headaches all the time. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein. And those who are the obedient servants of Allah, ahle safa ke seeno mein. Those whose hearts are pure and clean, ek noor ka darya behta hai. There is a river, a strong river of noor flowing in their hearts. What do those kings know what is happening in this heart? Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, who was the king of Balkh, a huge state. He left all that to find Allah. When he found Allah Ta'ala, he said, if the kings of the world knew what treasure we keep in our heart, they'll come with their army, but nobody can take the treasure of the heart. Whatever else you want, your money, your pearls, your diamonds, you want to hide away, the people can find it. By force they can take it and anything, but what is in the heart, nobody can take. They can kill you, but you'll still go with it in your qabr. What's in your heart, nobody can take. Same Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, once he saw at the river bank, sewing his little blanket, his burdri, and one minister who was in his parliament passing by, he says, look at the stupid man. In his heart he was thinking, he was the king, he was sitting in parliament, he had to just give orders. Today, like a pauper, like a poor person, is sitting here and sewing his own godri, and that also with a rusted needle. Allah gave Ibrahim ibn Adham kashf rahmatullah alayhi, that this man is thinking like this of you. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi took his needle and threw it into the river. And then he told the fishes, the fish in the sea, that bring my needle. 100,000 Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, 100,000 fish came up with golden needles and presented to him. He took the needle, he told him, I don't want these needles, I want my respect needle. One fish went down and brought up his needle. Then he asked that minister, which kingdom was better? Was that kingdom better? Or is this kingdom better? He cried with tears in his eyes. He gave his hands. He said, make me also bayat. Teach me also and give me also this kingdom. Let me also know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when Allah comes in the heart, what is the condition? Well, you don't need houses. You don't need properties. All these small things. The whole dunya is not the wing of a mosquito. So all your properties and investments, it's not what aspect of that wing of a mosquito is it? Find Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah, when a person makes ta'alluq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, Allah's quality and shan is kulla yawmin huwa fi shani. Every day, this is the tarjuma, translation. Allah is in a different splendor. And here yawm, the day, the word day, is not in the meaning of day. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi in his internationally famous Arabic tafsir Ruhul Maani says, fi kulli waqtin min al-awqat wa fi kulli lahzatin min al-lahzat. Every second and every split second, Allah is in a different splendor. And whose ta'alluq is with Allah Ta'ala? This is one reason why the people of Jannah will never get bored and tired of Jannah. Well, in this dunya, a person goes on holiday and he says, I'm just going to sleep it out one way. And I'm just going to eat. But you get tired. You want to get back to work. You can't. You have to come back to your normal routine. How much are you going to enjoy that? No matter what it is, a person wants to eat. No matter how much he wants to eat, but he has to get tired of that. Whatever luxury and comfort, and you want to indulge in your lust, you have to get tired. But Jannat, a person will never ever get tired. One reason is for this year, that there is the shan of Jannat also, the Jannati, لا يبغون عنها حولا, never will he want to come out of Jannat, because every moment he'll be in a different splendor. You are not going to be just doing one thing, all the time something. Like you take out some kids, kids have to do, all the time they have to do something. You take them for an excursion, you know your program, every time, this is finished, another thing. That is, because they're not going to sit still. You can't tell them to go and sleep. Sleeping is not there in the excursion. Everything else can be there. All the time they want to do something. So Jannat, no sleeping will be finished in the qabr. No, if you want to sleep for enjoyment is different. But no sleep, what of us? Mazi urana. And the word mazi urana is proverbial in Urdu. It means not just enjoyment, unimaginable enjoyment. Mazi ke tukre urana. What enjoyment there will be in Jannat. So Jannat, no sleep also, just enjoy. And every moment different enjoyment. You'll want a fruit from Jannat. Just for example sake, we'll say mango. Otherwise the mangoes, the best of the mangoes of this dunya, cannot compare. Not with the lowest, there is no low grade in Jannat. But all the best grade there, it cannot ever compare. But you'll take one bite, it will have a wonderful taste. A wonderful, wonderful fragrance also coming. Everything. Your next bite is going to be more better. And it's going to be more superior, more enjoyable. The third bite is going to be even better. Yeah, in this dunya, you have your one cup of tea and you felt like having some more. Your next cup is not like the first one. And therefore, don't think of the second wife also. The second cup is not like the first cup. The first cup is the most enjoyable. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, therefore, he used to drink tea from a big mug. Because then you don't have to have the second cup. Just drink it one time. Why? The second cup is never like the first cup. So don't think of the second cup. The first cup is the best cup. So in Jannat there, the enjoyment, you will never ever get tired. Allah Ta'ala, so that shan of Allah, which will be in Jannat also, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. A person who makes ta'alluq with Allah in this dunya this person's shan is, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment this person, the wali of Allah, and the friend of Allah, is in a different shan, is in a different splendor. What enjoyment he gets, now he's making his tahajjud. And the time is too short for him. He wants to make another two rakats, And after every two rakats, he wants to make dua also. And you need so much time, but before you know, already the time is over. Now you still want to make your zikr, and the enjoyment you get in your zikr, you just want to increase all the time. Now your duas and the tears that you don't want to stop, but that's why they're calling you, sehri time is getting finished. You have to rush every moment. Now your sehri, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, caught the hand of a sahabi, say, chalo, barkat ka khana khaane. Now you're eating also, now you know it's barkat ka khana. Sehri, Allah's mehmani it is. Now you're eating of your sehri, it's not samosa, it is samosa from Allah Ta'ala. Not the hands of your wife, and not from the hands of Indian women who masalas come out from their fingers. Hey, their taste, the food is so tasty, it's not the masalas from the bottles, they got masalas in their fingers. Hey, somebody said that in Jannat Allah will make mehmani. But if Allah had to give the contract to anyone, should give it to the South African woman. From the fingers masalas come out. Hey, and it's so tasty. And your own wife's fingers masalas are even more tastier. But there, when you know now that same samosa and that same sehri of yours, it's not what Salih Bey is making and Musa Bey is making downstairs. Now you take it, Allah is giving me the sehri. Taste the difference. One is Salih Bey's sehri and Musa Bey's sehri, and one is my Allah's sehri. Hey? Allahu Akbar. That is an enjoyment. After that, your wuzu is an enjoyment. You freshen up everything. Your tahajjud is an enjoyment. Your fajr, you just can't finish. Now when you go and sleep, it's a ni'mat from Allah. It's not just sleep that I'm sleeping. My Allah is giving me sleep. Allahumma bismika amutu. My ta'alluq with Allah, and now I'm sleeping. Your sleep is now mi'raj. You are sleeping here, but you are joined with the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ji Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it's a hadith sharif, a person who makes wuzu and sleeps, his arsh, he's here on the body, everyone is seeing, snoring loudly, that his arsh is by Allah Ta'ala. His ruh is by Allah Ta'ala. And he's making tawaf by Allah Ta'ala. So what is that sleep potential? Everything, kulla yawmin, fi kulli lahzatin, a person is an enjoyment. What enjoyment? Where can that person, what entertainment of this dunya does he need? What things of this dunya can amuse him? Nothing whatsoever. A girl that has got beauty, she doesn't need powder and lipstick. Her beauty is her own. A girl who unfortunately hasn't got that beauty, she has to put all the powder and the lipstick. And the real lipstick and powder, wallah, even in this dunya I say, akhirat 100%, even in this dunya, is tilawat of Quran. Then see what nur Allah makes on the face of that woman. Zikrullah, obedience of the husband, being faithful to the husband. These are those qualities that even the woman becomes old, but see the nur on her face still. See the beauty on her face still, in her voice, in everything. And in Jannat, this will be clearly of course, the tilawat of Quran will be the beauty. And this dunya's all this cosmetics and all this powder and creams and all that, the day the woman hasn't got it on and the husband sees her fajr time before the muazzin is in the masjid. Yeah, he thought which I saw, which book I saw there. Muazzin also asking what happened today. He said, please don't ask me what happened today. Today I have to be in the first surf behind the imam. Yeah, because what I saw there, only Allah can help me. In this dunya it's bringing this this how it looks so. And the woman, all false teeth, no teeth of her own, and now even contact lenses, colored ones, so she hasn't got it on, you saw her with green eyes all the time. Now one eye is green, the other eye, she took out the contact. Who is this now? Eh? You get a shock there. But natural beauty, anytime is beauty. All the time it is beauty. So the beauty of Jannat, when Allah will, that enjoyment that Allah will grant, you won't need any of these outside things. Your heart will be all the time sarshar, will be mast, will be magan. Magan, happiness. No Hindu magan will be sitting in your heart. You will be magan, happy with Allah. You will be a king in your own right all the time. Our Shaykh Tamat Barakatum says, Mana ke mir, sir, we accept and we believe, and it is our aqidah, the gulshan e jannat abhi dur hai. The physical gardens of jannat are still far. Lekin, mir maana hai ke gulshan e jannat to abhi dur hai. Lekin jo khalik, jo arif hai, a person who has recognized Allah and has found Allah, wo khalik e jannat ko dil mein liye hue, has got the creator of jannat now already in his heart. Hey? Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says for us to understand this sentence, that what is more sugar, sweeter, my friends? Is sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? What does sugar know what is sweetness? Allah has put that sweetness. If Allah has to withdraw the sweetness, sugar will be there. The grains of sugar, the flakes of sugar, but there will be no sweetness in it. You can put as much as you want to in your tea, or you can put your tea into the sugar bowl. It still won't become sweet if Allah take out that sweetness. Your ice creams, your juices, your firni and your jalebi and your mithais, everything will lose its taste if Allah take. And when Allah will come in the heart, no sugar plantations will be in your heart. No sugar mills will be in your heart. No supermarkets will be in your heart. And the sweetness, more than all the sugar of the world, more than all the honey of the world, you will have that sweetness in your heart. If a wife has got this, and the husband is not treating her well, she won't be worried. I got my Allah. She won't be fighting and arguing and all that. If the husband has got Allah in his heart, and the wife, Allah will put her heart in his control. And besides that, he won't be worried. Well, she is unhappy. You became angry. And we what have we got to do? We got our Allah. Our ta'alluk is with Allah. Tum roothe, hum choote. You became cross and you pulled up your face. Alright, no problem. We got our Allah. No problem whatsoever. Anytime. Anyone would want to fight with you. In fact, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, on the tafsir of the last ayat of Surah Tawbah, Hasbi Allahu La Ilaha Illahu, Hazrat says that man kana, a person, man kana ilaqatuhu bi Rabb, who has got his ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, la yufni ayyamuhu fi maqasamatin nas. He doesn't waste his days in the jagra of people. That, yeah, I must fight with this person for 5 rand, 50 rand, for 500 rand, I haven't got time for this. His ta'alluq is there with Allah Ta'ala. Man kana nazruhu ila arshillah, a person whose eyes are on the arsh of Allah, la yufni ayyamuhu fi maqasamatin nas. He doesn't waste his time in this, the jagras of this dunya. So once a person has got ta'alluq ma Allah, he has found Allah Ta'ala, no problem for him in this world. Whatever it is, and when your ta'alluq is with Allah, anything happens, you say, you make tawakkul. One person, Yain Azadwell, some time ago, when Allah gave us tawfiq to come into the khidmat of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, da'amat barakatuhum, jazawullah khair, adamullah fuyuzahum, he didn't like the idea, he took objection to it. Close friend of mine, he came, he asked me many questions also, and he was very angry and upset also, that why am I gone in this line now? Then afterwards a person came to me and told me that watch out, that person has got a vendetta against you. He is going to try and harm you in whichever way he can. He must have spoken whatever. Allah gave me tawfiq, only one thing, that Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim, wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Oh Allah, I put you in whatever he's planning, I put you against all their planning. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim, wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Whatever harm he wants to cause, I put you. Today, alhamdulillah, best friend. What can I say, what kind of a friend? Was such an enemy. So everyone's heart is in the hands of Allah. You don't have to go and fight with the person. You don't have to now try your vendetta against him. And you have to try very... No, you got your Allah. What else you want? Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? Is not Allah enough for you? Whoever, whatever it wants to, people want to put fear in you. How the people put fear in the Sahaba-i-Kiram, that the Meccans are coming. They have mastered the enemies all around. The Romans and whoever you can think, the pagans, all of them have come. They said, Alaysa Allahu bikafin, isn't Allah sufficient for us? And when they saw these armies, they said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what Allah told us will happen. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us this truth. وَمَا زَادُهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانٌ وَتَسْلِيمًا. Their iman increased. Their submission to Allah Ta'ala increased. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. The people will put fear in you. Insurance policy man will come. This will happen to you. This will happen to you. You'll get mail in your mail that accidents can happen anytime. If you haven't got support of money, what will happen? Well, you will say, Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. It's not my Allah enough for me. That person, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh's one beautiful poem. A person who makes ta'alluq with Allah, the first in'am he gets is out of the slavery of dunya. Otherwise you all the time, I must put away for this. This can happen no matter how much you have, but there is still another fear also. Another fear that this can happen, this house can be taken away. This can, a charge can come against you and all your properties. Now let me make foreign investment. So that at least I got something there. Here in this country, I don't know what our condition will be. Let me build a house in India also. India, Hindus are very bad. Let me build a house in Pakistan also. You'll never come to an end. And a person who makes ta'alluq with Allah, he's free, out of the slavery. He doesn't have to slave for his next meal. Allahu Akbar. One great buzurg, if I remember the name, I'll mention it. He, Shah Shuja Karmani Rahmatullah Alayh. A great buzurg and a wealthy man, prince, king, and his daughter, beautiful, pious, extremely pious, came of the age of getting married. When he got nice looking for her, and great, great princes are proposing for her. Wealthy, wealthy people, but he's not accepting the proposals, he's looking for a husband for her. Walking around everywhere, in one place, in a jungle somewhere, in a masjid, he went to perform namaz, to a mud masjid, no floor proper, and a young man is making namaz there. He says, this is the right man for my daughter. When the boy man finishes, he says, don't you want to get married? He says, I'm married to Allah. I haven't got money to marry. You need mehr, you need so many other responsibilities. He says, I'll get you married. He says, alright, who? He says, will you marry the daughter of Shah Shuja Karmani? He turns around, he says, don't play fools with me. Let me rather make my namaz. Daughter, where princes are not succeeding, and I must go and get married, the princess, half the work is done. When a boy wants to get married and he proposes, somebody asks him, how far are you with your? He says, half the work is done, I'm ready. Only the other half is left. Only she must get ready. So half the work was done. Only the other half wasn't getting done. Well, don't waste my time. Let me read namaz. He says, no, I will get you married. He sits down and makes nikah. He's the father. And he makes the nikah. He says, brings the daughter himself to his house. And what kind of house? What will he have? When she comes there, and she sees that on the matlu, the water, mud, water container, on the top of it, the lid, there is a piece of dry roti there on top. Not even a proper plate or anything, dry roti. When she comes there, she asks, what is this? He says, I'm fasting today, and this I kept for my iftari. She starts walking out of the house. He says, I knew, why did your father have to put me to this hurt that he got me mad? Where can you stay in my house? You are the princess, you are the daughter of Shah Shuja Karmani, you're going to stay in my house? She said, my father told me he got me married to a dindar person. But here I see you are dunyadar. He asked, why, what's the matter? He said, you haven't got so much trust on Allah that he will give you food at iftari time. And you kept the small piece of dry roti, you kept this. She says, either I stay or the roti stay in this house. Then he made the roti sadqa. Then she stayed in that house. So this, that tawakkul on Allah. When Allah grants that, you don't have to worry of your iftari. Allah will give you your iftari. You don't have to worry of tomorrow. And if it comes in the hadith sharif, لَوَأَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. Had you trusted and depended on Allah, as you should trust and depend on Allah Ta'ala, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. Allah should give you rosy like He gives the birds. They get up in the morning chirping, singing, whole day just making babies. No other work they got. And the rosy is there. Good, good rosy for them all the time. Allah should give us a life like that. If we made our ta'alluq with Allah and tawakkul on Allah, it comes in a hadith sharif, a person who makes tawakkul on Allah, when poverty and need comes, he doesn't ask anyone, Allah gives him 1 year's halal rosy. One time he made tawakkul on Allah and 1 year's halal rosy. Our need is that we recognize Allah. Then there is no problem in the world whatsoever once a person has made ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. But our condition that we are so impressed and overtaken by the Western culture, by the Western way of life. To understand this, one person, he had 7 mamas, one nephew, he had 7 mamas. So this nephew was very shrewd. And the poor mamas were very bhula, simple, poor people also. So one time he told his mamas, utamari da'wat kura, I want to invite you. But his agenda was different. So he called his mama, he told his wife to prepare, he gave her the menu. What top menu, everything of the best. And in that he told the wife that when you give the horse the food to eat, his food, daily food, you must put some coins in the food also. So the horse will eat everything. Horse doesn't find, take out one piece here, he eats everything. So she did that, the mamas came the next day, they all ate. And after they ate, now they're all sitting around, like you bought a new car, you're showing it to your mamas, to your friends. He showed his horse. And when they brought, then he started whipping the horse. As he's whipping the horse, so it started doing number two. And then in that, coins also coming out. So the mama's eyes went so big, like you, guru, it's a paya again. A horse like this that takes out money. Where you get a horse like this? They told Bhanjo, our nephew, I guru amune deideni, give us this horse. How can I give? You see that my income is from this horse. They say, no, you got lot other income also. You got properties, investments, what? You got lot income. And we suffering, give it to us. He says, they tried a lot, he wouldn't. Then they said, alright, sell it to us. So afterwards he agreed. He said, alright, he bought it for 200 rupees. He sold it for 1000 rupees. They thought also it's a bargain that in 100,000 rupees we'll cover it up. Money coming out here. Every day we'll get money. So the big mama took the horse to his house. And he whipped it. Some money, 1-2 coins left over, they came out. After the second mama, nothing. Third mama, fourth. Tell the last mama, he was the youngest and he was nifat. He just does what he wants to. He's no responsibility in his life. He whipped the horse so much, the poor horse also died. He came and tell the other mamas that the horse died, I got no money. They say, we all the same. He has made us. He made a fool out of us. He defrauded us. Now let's go. And he wanted to again now, so he told them, oh, mara mama pachawa, kyu haru, how good you came. Come, we go home and we eat again and we have party again, we party everything. So they forgot again, when they heard about food and party, all the anger also was gone. So now he's telling the rabbit here, that go home and tell them, let's cook this, and he gives a top menu again. And he lets the rabbit go. Where is the rabbit going? Rabbit going in the jungle. But when they came home, Abad, they see the rabbit is fastened there. They don't know it's the other one. And the menu what he gave, 100% same menu is cooked. So they know the rabbit brought the message home. So they ate, finished everything. They say, Bhanjo, our nephew, you made us in the horse. But in this rabbit, please give us this. He said, I can't. You know that I'm a man. I stay out of the house all the time. And I have to phone home. Cell phone I need. Without this cell phone, how can I? Everything, I'll be in problems. They say, no, please, man. You know that we work in the caters in the farms. And we have to send message every day. And we can't, we are in big problem. He just wouldn't budge. They say, all right, sell it. So he said, all right, 1000 rupees. He bought the two for 15 rupees and he sold them for 1000. They say, nothing, it's a bargain. Our work will be easy. So they took it. Now they want to test out the new cell phone. The next day, they went into the farms where they're working. They're telling now the rabbit that going to tell home the big mama said you must cook biryani. Another one said you must cook akhani. Another one said you must cook this, everything. They let the rabbit go. Where is the rabbit? He's gone in the jungle. They came home, the same bimla and da. Nothing else, the same everyday menu. So they're getting wild on the wife that we told. Say, what? Who you told? Say, what? The rabbit. He said, the maru magaj farigyo. You made or something. Rabbit brings messages. Where in the world you have rabbit bring? They say, this bhanja, he made us again. We must go and sort him out again. In the meantime, he told his wife, tomorrow my mamas won't come. But the third day they will be here again. So for the third day what he did, he took a chicken, he slaughtered it. And the intestines of the chicken, all the blood, he filled it in there. And he made it like a necklace around his wife. And he explained her the whole drama, the story that was going to happen. So when they came again, very angry, fuming again. So again he told that, come, let's eat again. And he told his wife, oh, my mamas are here. You cook again and gave again a high menu. She said, what, I'm a machine or something. Every day your mamas are coming. I must cook every day. I got no other work. I don't get tired. I must slog for your mamas every day. I'm not cooking for them. So he got very angry on her and he took his knife. And he gave her one shot, but he only cut that necklace that he had made with blood. And she fell down like dead. And all the blood is spilled there. So the mama said, Bhanjo, I too hook you. Why you killed her now? He says, she talks in front of me like that. Matipani kamai. A woman like this, I don't tolerate her. Uto jaan thi maal lako. I kill her. I don't give her no chance. They say, no, no, you must explain her. How can you kill her like this? She say, then he said, no, don't worry. I'll bring her back to life just now. This knife of mine, it works magic. So he takes the knife and he's passing it around by her throat. And he says, Je chari, jo churi marti hai, wo churi jalati hai. Jo churi marti hai, wo churi jalati hai. The knife that kills, that knife gives life. The knife that kills, that knife gives life. She jumped up again. So they saw, the eyes opened again. Oh, oh, what is this? She said, please give us this knife. In the horse you made us, in the rabbit you made us, give us this knife. He said, you know, this woman will never be in my control if I don't have this knife. It's only with this knife I keep her in control. They say, your mommies, you know how much trouble they're giving us. So much they're troubling us. If you give us this knife, we'll be able to control them. So he said, all right, if you want to, then 1,000 rupees is my price. He bought the knife for 10 rupees, sold it for 1,000 rupees. They took it. First day, the big mama tried on his wife. And the next mama, the last mama came, he said, I'm widowed. My wife is dead. They say, all of us, our wives are dead. We are all widows. They never came back to life. Not 3 times. We told 1,000 times, Je chari jalati hai, marti hai jo jalati. They never came back to life. They say, now it's the end. It's more than enough, this step has done. Now we must just go and sort him out for the last, finally. He told his wife that 7 days my mamas won't come. The 8th day they will be back again. Now I got no other plan. What we'll make is make like a turbat, like a qabr above the grave. And I will hide the inside. And I'll make a hole in front. You must tell them that he's dead, he's lying here. But he say, whatever you want, you must go here. And he'll give you whatever you want. So they came, they say, alright, let us ask now here. So the big mama went and peeped inside, he cut his nose. Now when your nose gets cut, your izzat is gone. So to hide his izzat, he put his hand and he went one side. The next mama got more inquiry. What happened there? But what did he get? So he went cut his, the last mama was the youngest nafat. He said, Maruto naak kapai gyo. He said, Mara handa na naak kapai gyo. We all have been disgraced and insulted like this. He cut our noses. They said, he's alive in there. Take him out. We must now kill him. So they broke the turbat. They took him out from there. And this is how all the people at the turbats give dhoka to the people. And the people go there for all the dhoka. So they took him out. They put him in a bag. They said, we're going to throw him in a well somewhere. Now they're taking him and he's screaming inside all the time. That, please help me somebody. These uncles of mine, they want to kill me and long way they're going. The one, mama had some takaza to go and make, peshab, urinate. So he says that, he say, alright, you go. Other one wanted to drink water. Other one was hungry. They say, alright, we finish all our takazas. Then we'll take him and we'll go and throw him. They left him there. While he's lying there, a poor shepherd came along with all his animals. And he's grazing his animals and coming. So he saw this person and said, what's your problem? Why are you lying here? So I got the 7 mamas of mine and they want to get me married to the queen's daughter, the king's daughter, to the princess. And I don't want to marry the princess. You want to marry her. So he said, who? Of course, anytime. Who doesn't want to? So then you take me out and you jump in here. They'll take you and they'll get you married to the princess. So he's gone home and he took all the animals of the shepherd. Because he's in the bag now. And he took all his animals, he's gone home. When they came, what they know is changed. So they took him and they went and threw him in the well. Then they thought, our poor niece is at home. She must be suffering. No food. The husband also is dead now. Let us go and comfort her. Consolence, condolence. They went there. When they went there, Ajib, they saw him sitting there. And he's more rich than before. And he's got so many animals and all. They say, Bhanja, you, yeah, we threw you in the well. He said, you threw me in the well. But you threw me very shallow and there were so many animals. Deeper I saw more animals. Anyone who goes deeper will get more. All 7 mamas are there. And one by one into the well. That is the case, we will laugh. But wallah, the West, the Jewish conspiracy, this is what they have done with us. We will say, how could those mamas be so stupid? One way they have made us so stupid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us deen, gave us Islam. Called us towards the masjid where we get such treasures.